The United States and China are our main pillars of business, always have been over the last years. And it was again a head-to-head race, particularly at the end of the year. So for that reason, China, yes, overtook United States, but by very, very small numbers. So you could even say it was a coincidence or whatsoever. More important for me is that we are globally and nicely balanced in all kind of different markets, including the Middle East, Europe, Asia, China, United States. And we aren't putting our eggs in one basket, which is important, I think. And for that reason, I'm satisfied with the outcome at the end.
That was my next question. With China so important and some people worried about a slowdown in China, is that a problem for Rolls-Royce?
I mean, we are now probably close to 28% of the total volume comes out of the Chinese market, which is, yes, it is a big part, but as there are also other countries around in the world. And for that reason, I don't see the Chinese market falling apart or whatsoever. I would even say that the market is on a very good path currently with economic developments. Yes, they have seen some slowdowns over the last 1 and 2 years, but that is also very much due to the fact that the car market in general in China matures more and more and more, which is logic.
Where else is exciting you in Asia? Hanoi, Manila? What is exciting Rolls-Royce elsewhere on the continent?
I mean, we had an excellent year in Japan, thanks to Ebonomics, and that was really outstanding last year. We are constantly enlarging our footprint in the Asian markets. We have invested into Vietnam last year, also into Thailand, and for that reason we are expanding our footprint in a way, because there is still more potential in Asian markets in particular, maybe this year also in Myanmar and other locations. Yeah.
Myanmar is interesting. Are you advanced in trying to get into that country?
I mean, for us it is the question, is a market sustainable for some time? For instance, we also entered last year into the Philippines. Yeah? And it's very important for us to understand how is the structure of population. Do we see our customer group growing over the years to come? And that happens particularly in Philippines, will also, I think, happen in Myanmar. And when we see the potential, which is not harvesting low-hanging fruits just by 1 year, but really sustainable business over the years to come, then we are prepared to invest. And particularly the Middle Eastern business expanded massively. We have seen last year close to 17% growth. Many of our big dealers in the world are coming now in the meantime out of Middle East, be it Abu Dhabi, be it Saudi, but also Dubai is interesting for us. We are looking into Nigeria currently, Lagos. There are lots of statistics around. You might know about high net worth individuals, also the so-called ultra high net worth individuals, so the breed of people who can spend yearly $30 million, and that is all forecasted also in Africa to grow over the next years. And for that reason, let's wait and see. I'm quite bullish in total with the African markets.
And that's why Nigeria is on your list.
Exactly, yeah. Lagos developing into something what I would call also an economic capital. And there's, of course, lots of money around.
Finally, the Rolls-Royce is such an iconic British brand. It's not owned by a British company anymore. You're not British, if you don't mind me saying.
No, I'm fine.
How can you, therefore, ensure that it retains its Britishness, which I'm guessing is a part of the selling point?
Right. Britishness is crucial for Rolls-Royce, and also the fact that we manufacture only in Britain, and we will make sure that this will only happen. Rolls-Royce comes out of Britain, number one. 90% of our workforce are Brits. Many of our engineers are Brits. Our designers are Brits. Rest assured that we have a very clear eye on it, and that we know that we have here the British crown jewels in our hands, to say it that way, and for that reason we make 100% sure that this brand is properly and appropriate-wise handled and steered over the next years to come.